How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Amen.
Most of us in our lives encounter times when things go wrong, or encounter days when things go wrong. We've had a Thanksgiving this morning, and it's great to give thanks. It's good stuff is happening in our lives, but lives are not always like that, are they, every day? There are days when things go wrong. And actually, if it's just days where things go wrong, well, we can actually kind of cope with that. It's not great, but we can live with it. But then there are some days, and it's more like days, when not just some things go wrong, but where everything seems to go wrong. Have you had days like that? Days when everything that you seem to touch seems to break. When things left, right and centre seem to be not working out. And life being as it is, sooner or later most of us will face such times and we'll have to see, well, how do we get through it? Each of us, at some point, we'll come to a point where if something can go wrong, will go wrong. When we feel like we're fighting against a rising tide, swimming against a strong current, battling against wave and wave of assault, of difficulty, of disappointment or sorrow. And that is exactly how David was feeling when he wrote this psalm that Dave's just read for us. We don't know. David was a famous guy from the Old Testament. He was one of the main kings that was looked up to of Israel. He was the same David who defeated Goliath and that kind of thing. So he was a well-known guy in the Old Testament, and he wrote a lot of the Psalms, and he wrote this one. But we don't know when he actually wrote it. It may have been at a time in his life when he was on the run from King Saul. King Saul was after him, and King Saul wanted him dead. And so in the story, in the account of David's life, David goes on the run and has to live in caves and such like in order to avoid King Saul, who was after him. And it may have been at that point that David wrote this psalm. But it also might have been later on in his life. There's another incident later on in his life. King David is king, and he has a son called Absalom, and his son betrays him. And his own son takes the throne from him, and David is forced to flee Jerusalem, the capital city, seemingly having lost everything. And so it might have been then that he wrote this psalm. But whenever he wrote it, and for whatever the reason, he was clearly suffering and in despair. So the refrain continues throughout most of the psalm. How long? How long is this going to last? How long am I going to have to put up with this? I'm tired. I need some relief. I need some good news. And as we look at the psalm, we get a fuller picture of the way and that he was actually feeling. What was it that was behind his how longness? Well, first of all, he felt forgotten by God. Will you forget me forever? How How long will you hide your face from me? He felt alone. And whatever he was going through, he felt that God was far away. There had been times, perhaps in his life, when he had known God's love to be very real. He had almost felt it. And God seemed close, but now God seems far away. And he complains, God, where are you? Now he knew in his head that God was there. He knew that God hadn't forgotten him, but he felt that God had. There's a verse in Isaiah, who was a prophet in the Old Testament, and he, in that book, God says these words. He says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Yes, even she may forget, but I will not forget you. See, I have your name engraved on the palm of my hands. Your name is engraved on the palm of God's hand." And David knew that. But sometimes, like David, we can doubt it and question it. It doesn't seem real. Felt forgotten. He also had a broken heart. How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? Sometimes we might say of people, well, they have a broken heart. Sometimes we even say that they've died of a broken heart. And that, in a sense, is what David is describing here. Every day he woke up and within him he remembered his situation that he faced and his heart felt heavy. You ever experienced that? You wake up in the morning and instantly remember something that's going on and, oh. And he carried the heaviness with him throughout the day. Everything was bleak. And this may well have been, as we were thinking earlier, was this written during the time when his son had betrayed him, taken the throne from him? You can imagine how that, the sorrow that would have brought to his life, and his own flesh and blood turned against him. If that is the case, then no wonder he writes these words, how long must I wrestle with my thoughts? I'm brokenhearted. As well as all that, he felt humiliated. How long will my enemy triumph over me? David was someone who had been a great warrior. It was him who had defeated big Goliath. It was him who had defeated the Philistines. It was him who was known as the great warrior of Israel. But now he was defeated. Now he was on the receiving end. He'd been made to feel weak and powerless. Humiliated. Brokenhearted. Feeling that God had forgotten him. Have you ever kind of felt that way? To some degree or another? Perhaps today you're feeling a little bit like that. And if you're not, and if you never have, then it's a pretty safe bet that one day that you will. And that is one of the things that this psalm teaches us, isn't it? That there are times, even as Christians, when we suffer and when we might feel despondent. Sometimes the impression is given that Christians, well, Christians are people that have everything sorted. They never have doubts. They never have questions. They never go through tough times. They're always smiling and always clapping. But that's not always the case. David was one of the great men of the Bible. And yet he too suffered. He endured suffering and at times of great despondency. And so Christians are not immune to these things. But how does David deal with it? How does David get through it? Here he is. He feels humiliated. He's brokenhearted. He feels that God's distant. What does he do? And what are we to do if we are relating to him this morning? Well, there are two things that he does. He first of all expresses his feelings to God. He didn't keep his feelings to himself, but rather he shares them with God. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long will you hide your face? How long am I going to have to put up with this? When are you going to help me? And he's honest with God. He says to God, here I am, I can't deal with this. And you too can go to God in the bleakest and the blackest of moments in your life, at the hardest and most harrowing of times. And you too can also be honest with him. In fact, that is what he is yearning for you to do. I'm sure many a teenage child winds up their mother or father by not expressing their feelings. I went through a period when I think it was between 10 and 20 age, I think, where I didn't really say anything. So I'm told, I don't really remember. And my mother would ask me stuff about what's going on in my life, and fine, because I was a teenage boy, and sometimes I'm still the same. Now, my parents wanted me to share with them. They were yearning to know what was going on in my life. And that's the case for many parents as they care for their teenage kids. And likewise, God is yearning for us to tell him how we are feeling. To express to him our heart's desires and our deepest thoughts, whatever they may be. And when you complain, and when you're angry, and when you shout or are perhaps in a rage, yes, and even when you're tempted to question him, he understands. What was it Jesus cried out on the cross? My God, why have you forsaken me? One writer that put it this way: tell God all that is in your heart, as one unloads one's heart, its pleasure and pains, to a dear friend. Tell him your troubles that he may comfort you. Show him the wounds in your heart that he may heal them. Even when you can tell no other, you can still tell him. Cast all your anxiety on God, says Peter, because God cares for you. Is there stuff that you need to talk to God about? Is there stuff that we've been holding back? Stuff that's been building up within us, we've not told anybody? Frustration, anger, questions, but we've never had that conversation with God. It may be because we don't think, well, I can't say that kind of stuff to God. Or it may be because we're not even actually sure He's there. And we're not sure whether He's bothered. But maybe today is the time to talk to Him about it. To get a cup of coffee and have a seat somewhere this afternoon and spend some time telling Him about it. Getting it all out in the open. Maybe writing it down, a letter to God. Telling Him how we honestly feel. Because the thing is, He is there for you, whether you realize it or not. And He's waiting for you to call on Him, whether you realize it or not. And He always answers those who call on Him. He expresses His feelings to God. But also, He trusts God in the darkness. The psalm ends saying, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for He has been good to me." It's quite something, isn't it? What a stark contrast from the beginning of the psalm to the end of the psalm. In the beginning of the psalm, it's complaining. Where are you? How long? But now it's all changed. Had his circumstances changed? Doesn't seem so. So why the change? Well, it's as if, as David had been praying, he had begun to focus again upon the God that he was speaking to. And he had been reminded, and maybe God was reminding him as he prayed, of who he was. Of the fact that he was a God of authority, that he was a God of power, that he was a God of love, that he was a God of goodness, that he was a God of forgiveness. And he was reminded of all that God had done for him in the past, as well as all the promises that God had made to him. The promise, "I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I've not forgotten you, your name is written on the palm of my hands. I love you, I care for you." And as he prayed and as he focused on God afresh, he realized that God was someone that he could trust. That this God was someone who loved him with an everlasting love and who would be sufficient for him, who would be his deliverer. And that this God, even though David himself was going through the darkness, was still worthy of praise and worship. And he trusts him. Yes, God might have felt distant, and he perhaps still felt distant. But despite these outward circumstances, David came to the understanding, well, God is still God. And God has been good to me. And God is still on the throne. And so I will trust him. And David trusts him afresh and rejoices in him afresh. He trusts in God's unfailing love with his life, with his circumstances, with his brokenness, with his questions, with his future. He says, I'm going through this, Lord, but I'm going to trust you. Do we, in the midst of whatever is going on in our lives today, need to remind ourselves of the greatness of God, the promises of God, the love of God, and to place our trust in Him afresh? There are things going on in our lives, and perhaps all that we can see is darkness. And like David, we are perhaps in a bit of despair. And God is saying to us, I'm still here. And I'm the living God. And I'm the God who loves you. And I'm the God who gave His Son for you. And I'm the God who has promised never to leave you or forsake you. And I'm the God who has conquered death and who has promised to work out all things for good for those who trust me. And He says to us, will you trust me? Will you trust, despite all the things that are going on, will you trust in me and in my unfailing love for you? We don't know all the answers in life. Why did this happen? Or why did that happen? What am I supposed to do? But we can be sure of the God who is there for us, who is our Savior, who is worthy of our praise, who loves us. A God in whom we can trust with our circumstances, with our brokenness, with our questions, with our future. I trust in your unfailing love. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for this psalm of David's, and we thank you for its honesty. We thank you that he was honest with you about what was going on in his life, the sorrow that he was feeling, the questions that he had. And we pray that we too would be honest with you. But the questions that we have, the burdens that are on our hearts, the things that trouble us, may we know that we can come to you with all our stuff that's going on in our lives and that you are a God who does care. And we thank you that you are a God in whom we can trust and put our trust. Whatever is going on in our lives, we don't know all the answers to all the questions and all the reasons why things are happening. But we pray that whatever is going on in our lives today, that we would be able to trust in you, the God who is there for us, the God who has promised never to leave us or forsake us, the God who has promised to make everything new. Help us to make that decision to trust in you, even in the darkness. And Lord, as we pray this morning, we do want to pray for our holiday club that starts tomorrow. We pray for the team. We give thanks for them, and we pray that you would help them and give them the strength that they'll need for the week. We also pray for all the children that will be coming through these doors. We pray for safety. We also pray for fun and laughter. And also the opportunity to find out more about you and your love. And Lord, we also pray for folks who perhaps this morning in our church family or beyond, who feel like David. Who feel burdened at this time, whether through illness or bereavement, or just stresses at work. We pray that they would, like David, know that they can be honest with you, and like David, trust in you even in the darkness. We bring these prayers to you, and we bring them in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Lord. Amen.